So what we're going to do is start with cross-platform integration. So we're going to run through all the differences versus operating systems and other vendor products that we can cross-integrate into, provision, automate, and do other tasks against. So we're going to run through multi-platform support, so the fact that we support multiple operating systems, the fact that we also, in this tool set, do multiple hypervisors. So we're going to just reiterate and go through some of those multi-hypervisor capabilities, as well as the multiple OSs and third-party vendor products that we can tie into, whether it's storage, networks, etc. So with the cross-platform management, we're really talking about Microsoft OS, Linux OSs, and then we're really going to be talking about the Microsoft Hyper-V platform versus Xen Server and VMware, and also some of the new Linux integrations that are available, as well as the LAMP monitoring with Ops Manager. So multiple hypervisor and multiple operating system support. So we support out of the box Red Hat, Enterprise Linux, CentOS, SUSE, Ubuntu. There's a big list there of Linux OSs that we support now. We can also help assist in personalizing the OS instances when deploying them. So the tools that we give you to manage and deploy Windows OSs and add roles and features and do other automated provisioning tasks, we can do similar things against the Linux OS. We can still use service templates for deploying multiple different OSs as well. So if we had a service application that required Windows and Linux, we could deploy both in the same templates. We can also live migrate Linux boxes from Hyper-V host to Hyper-V host. Okay, it's not just the Windows OS that is supported for live migration. Ops Manager now gives us a lot more detailed monitoring and reporting on the Linux and Unix distributions that are supported. We can monitor the OS health and performance. We can monitor logs. We can also monitor the JEE app servers, as well as line of business applications that you're running on there. We also have a heap of integration with automation tools across most of your third-party hardware vendors. So you've got HP, BMC, CA, EMC, VMware. So we manage that all through different orchestrator integration packs. So with enhanced Linux support, we can now do 64 virtual procs in a VM. We can do new synthetic 2D frame buffer driver support. Full dynamic memory support is now available. We also have live VM backup support. Again, we're backing up the VM at the VM level. Okay? You're not going to be able to do a file, an individual file restore. You would have to restore the whole server. We also have Linux kdump, kexec support, non-maskable interrupts, memory mapped IO gap specifications. So there's a couple of requirements, making sure that the OS that you're deploying is the latest versions and has all the components that we need to fully support that function. So what's new? When we create Linux-based virtual machines and multi-VM services from a gallery of templates, we're doing that same process that we do with a Windows box. Okay? We don't treat the Linux OS any different to the way we treat a Windows OS. We also have support for the Oracle Linux 5, x86 and x64, versions, Oracle Linux 6, and Debian GNU, as well as Linux 7.0, as guest OSs on Hyper-V. We also do cross-platform monitoring across the Red Hat and SUSE Linux platforms, Oracle Solaris, HP UX, and IBM AIX, as well as cross-platform configuration across both platforms, both the Windows and the Linux and Unix platforms. We can also do the workload health monitoring that we were discussing earlier in the Ops Manager presentation, where we can still do that 360 fabric management reporting. We can do that across both the Windows and Linux platform. So you can still monitor those applications and get that 360 view of what's happening on those applications. So when we're talking about System Center and the CloudOS platform that we've been talking about for the last couple of days, we're talking about not just a Windows stack of products. We're talking about being able to manage, automate, maintain, and deliver and deploy all different types of products. So when we look at the process here, when we look at the hardware layer, we're doing servers, we're doing storage, and we're doing it from multiple different vendors as well as networks. With the operating systems, we have the Windows and the Linux products covered. From a comprehensive identity security perspective, Active Directory, System Center Endpoint Protection. And then application management, we have our Windows products, we have SharePoint, SQL, Windows Server, we have Exchange, Link, Microsoft Dynamics. And then we start looking at the other products, MySQL, Apache, Oracle, SAP. There's a whole range of products that we support in this platform. That's just a sample of the products. That's not all the products. It's just all that we could fit on a slide without making it too small. So Windows 2012 Hyper-V is an open platform that supports pretty much most OSs that a service provider would need to deploy, whether it's Linux or Windows. The Linux integration components are built into most of the new versions of your Linux flavors. Okay? So if you go and download the latest version of Red Hat or CentOS or SUSE or Ubuntu, they all have the components built into them now. We also have LAMP monitoring. Does everyone in the room know what LAMP is? Yeah, most of you? So it's Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. So with Linux, we're still managing your private cloud, whether it's Linux or Windows, side by side on the same platform. We don't have to do anything differently, okay? We just treat the OS as exactly the same. So we can still deploy Linux from a VM template with automated OS specializations. So if you know how to sysprep your Linux OSs, it's a very easy process to deploy your templates. OS specializations, we support both the VHD and VHDX images with the Linux OS. The VMM agent for Linux must be pre-installed in the Linux OS. Okay, so if you're going to sysprep it, make sure the VMM agent's part of that process. Hardware profiles, we can do the MAC address management via VMM with the managed pools, just like we do in a Windows box. We also have NIC configuration via DHCP or managed IP address pools and settings. We also have an OS profile UI commandlet support for Linux, which helps us specify the data for the host name, domain suffixes, root passwords and SSH keys, time zones, and some other run once command line capability. As I said earlier, we're able to fully support live migration and placement capability that we have for Windows. We can still run those same live migration processes for Linux, including the host-based pro tips. So you can still get advice from VMM and Ops Manager about load balancing your Linux platform as well as your Windows OS platforms. We can also do scale out of Linux roles in services. The IP address management is exactly the same. The storage management for VHD and VHDX files is exactly the same, as long as the applications and everything else you're deploying on top of that Linux OS support dynamic memory or support dynamic disk, etc. We have full scripting capabilities through the PowerShell commandlets. So these are some of the supported Linux operating systems. And when we're saying supporting, we're meaning the ones that support Hyper-V out of the box now. Okay? There are other flavors of Linux that are potentially older or aren't on the list. You can still get those supported. You just need to manually install all the Hyper-V integration service components into them. Okay? But these are the ones that we recommend because they've been tested, we know that they work and they function with all the Hyper-V components. The support statement of going forward is that we expect that new versions of OS systems will be supported within about 180 days of release. Okay? So as long as when a new version of Linux ships from whatever flavor that you like to use, within 180 days it should be supported on Hyper-V. So we're able to monitor the full stack of Linux and Unix. So when we look at Novell SLES, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, IBM AIX, HP UX, we're able to support all of those. And let's zoom in a little bit on those on that screen so you can see it a little bit better. So it's a little bit blurry, but here we have a SUSE Linux box up the top. And we can drill down and see all the components, the Ethernet adapters, etc., just like we would a Windows box in Ops Manager. Okay, so the presentation of the Linux box in Ops Manager and the other System Center products is exactly the same as what you'd get on a Windows box. So it's heterogeneous monitoring. It doesn't matter if it's .NET, if it's Windows, if it's Linux, if it's Oracle, Java, we're able to monitor all of those and present them in the one interface. So you have one dashboard, one view of all your system. You don't have to have different products for all of those. We can drill down into the health monitors just like we do on a Windows box. So I can go into Ops Manager, see the health of my Linux box, drill down and find where the issues are. So we have the same workload and OS monitoring across all three OS platforms. It doesn't have to be any different when you go through your management and dashboard creation in Ops Manager. So for those that aren't aware, the LAMP stack, as I said a little bit earlier, Linux is the operating system, Apache is the web server, MySQL is the database, and PHP, Perl for your languages. So you have to deploy a Unix or Linux agent just like we do on the Windows servers. We deploy an Ops Manager agent to the OS. We can import the management packs. We create a resource pool for monitoring those Linux or Unix boxes. We configure the XPLAT certificates for each management server in the pool. We create and configure run-as accounts for the Linux or Unix platform. And then we discover and deploy the agents just like we would on a Windows server. So the process is very similar to the same process we do on Windows. We have Ops Manager. We also have our managed Unix Linux computer on the right. So the health service uses an SSH client library to do an SSH connection over to the Linux box. We then use Windows RM client libraries and WSMAN requests to send traffic back and forth over HTTPS for the monitoring. Okay, so all the monitoring traffic is then sent over HTTPS, it's secure, and we're able to pull the same information we would out of a Windows agent. So we would do the same sort of configuration. We would create resource pools just like we do for a Windows platform. The resource pools are not servers that manage the Linux agents, but it's a pool of servers. Okay, a pool is highly available when we have two or more servers in there. So the more servers you have, the more highly available your Ops Manager environment will be. And we also need to keep in mind, we need to distribute the load evenly, whether it's a Windows or a Linux OS. We need to have pseudo elevation so that we can have agent administration and privilege monitoring so we can access everything that is running on those Linux and Unix platforms. The SSH key can be used in place of passwords if you want to do agent maintenance with or without a key passphrase. So there's an example of some pseudo as configuration. We have our operating system monitoring, so we're able to do the CPU monitoring, the disk monitoring for logical disk systems, your physical disks. We're able to report on your log file monitoring, memory swap monitoring, network adapter monitoring, processor monitoring. And within the System Center R2 componentry, we have file system inodes monitoring, three-state file system free space monitors. There's a whole heap of new reports and management pack knowledge base articles, as well as audit collection services with Ops Manager. Okay, so we're really getting to the point now where even the management packs are shipping with a lot more information, with knowledge base for troubleshooting and things like that. Operations Manager includes out-of-the-box monitoring for Unix and Linux OSs, as well as JEE servers. Okay, but there's also partner solutions. So some of the Linux flavors, okay, especially those that are more commercial, have also released their own customized management packs that can go into a lot more detail than what the Windows ones can do. Okay, some of them have spent a lot more time on the development of their management packs to give us a lot more deeper integration. If you have the skill set internally, you can also do custom management packs and create your own management packs and write your own monitors and events. So security and compliance and software updates. With System Center 2012 R2 and SUSE Manager, we're able to quickly check all the Linux servers for health and update status. We can see a list of critical and optional updates and patches available. We can also see a list of all Linux servers that are entitled for a selected list of critical or optional updates and patches. We can also get alerts for all outdated and critical updates that need to be applied to the Linux servers. We can also schedule maintenance windows to run the updates on specific Linux servers or a group of servers. And we can also generate compliance reports as well. But again, that's using the System Center and SUSE Manager integration. So we have also the ability with SUSE to leverage the SUSE Studio deployment engine. Okay, so if you want a more detailed, in-depth deployment process at a lot lower level, we can also leverage the SUSE Studio deployment engine to help us assist in that deployment process. So we can quickly deploy SUSE-based appliance implementations, services, and applications that sit on top as well. We can also integrate with public cloud scenarios that may be on OpenStack or some of the other cloud services as well. Apache monitoring with a custom management pack, you can very easily create new templates in 2012 that enable you to do deep level Apache monitoring. Okay, so if you run Apache as your web server instead of IIS on those Linux servers, we can do a lot more deeper level monitoring of the web application itself. Apache monitoring with a partner solution. So just like I said earlier, some of the Linux flavor vendors have also released deeper Apache management packs so that we can do deeper level analysis and monitoring of the web applications and HTTP server itself. There's versions and patch levels that we can pull out as well as KPI monitoring, data throughput, response times, log file sizes, resource usage. So the same sort of information we're pulling out of IIS. We can also do MySQL monitoring with custom management packs as well, so that we can pull information out about your databases that are sitting on MySQL. With a partner with MySQL, so Bridgeways has a management pack for MySQL databases. It discovers databases, connections, slow queries. We can also do KPI monitoring about throughput, connectivity activity, cache hit ratios, questions. We also have reporting, so we can report the overall health of the environment that your MySQL is running on, error summaries, individual instance healths, as well as data and log file locations, version and patch levels, startup times, and configured maximums and timeouts and things like that as well. So we have those web application monitoring capabilities as well that can be done entirely with the new templates in 2012. So we can do shell command monitors to go and query the web applications and pull out the same sort of statistics that we do against IIS. So we have authoring templates. These authoring templates can target computer objects, use groups to enable or disable. We can do simple evaluations of STD out and STD errors. We also have easy to use processes and management tools there, and cover most of your common scenarios that you would be encountering on a day-to-day basis. We have our classic authoring of XML. So we have dynamic discovery of applications and roles that are hosted. We have target hosted objects, as well as post-process output with PowerShell or VBS. So we have multivariate outputs parsing, cookdown optimizations, as well as highly extensible capabilities with those XML capable solutions. You'll have to forgive me, guys, my voice isn't the best today. It's getting a little bit worse as I go. We have orchestrator integration packs. These orchestrator integration packs can include over 41 built-in workflow scenarios and activities that perform a very wide range of functions. We can also expand on those orchestrator functionality and ability to integrate with other Microsoft and third-party products by installing in those integration packs that those third-party vendors support. So here's the list of integration packs that we went through a little bit yesterday, just to refresh your memory on what's available that are non-Microsoft products. There are some links there in the slides that go to the HP ILO capable integration packs, the system integration pack for HP Operations Manager, the System Center Orchestrator integration pack for HP Service Manager, System Center Orchestrator integration pack for VMware vSphere. So as you can see, there's a lot there. There's also the integration packs for the IBM products as well. And there is a bigger list available online. If you do a search for it in Bing, you'll be able to find all the different integration packs that are available on the market. So in R2, we're also talking about having a consistent platform for the virtualization management, so managing the virtual environment. We're able to do Windows Server Hyper-V. We're able to add and domain join hosts. We're also able to add non-trusted hosts that aren't in your domain. We can also do bare metal deployments, and we support Windows Server 2012 R2, Windows Server 2012, 2008 R2, and 2008 Server. From a VMware vSphere perspective, we're able to add hosts through the vSphere connection. We're able to split hosts into different host groups, and we can also support VMware vSphere 4.1, 5, and 5.1. In Citrix Zen Server, Zen Center is not required. We can actually speak to each of the individual hosts. We can put those hosts into different host groups, and Citrix Zen Server 6.1 is supported. So we can leverage your existing investments. We don't have to just worry about your new platform. We're not expecting you to go out and just build a brand new platform and forget about your old one. Okay? We're talking about being able to do coexistence hybrid solutions. So offer the same capabilities, but across your different hypervisor platforms. We're able to use the same network abstractions and deploy VMs and applications in a consistent manner, no matter what the hypervisor is sitting underneath. So you can choose which workload goes on which hypervisor. You may have reasons, or there may be some workloads that can only operate on one of those hypervisors. Okay? There are some VM workloads that will only operate on a specific hypervisor. We're aware that sometimes your choices are limited. So when we look at our platform, when we talk about the System Center platform for managing a cloud, we're talking about a platform that abstracts the hypervisor from the equation. Okay? It doesn't matter what the hypervisor is, we can still do the automation tasks. We can still have VMM talk to the platform. We can have Orchestrator talk to the platform. We can have Ops Manager monitor the platforms. It doesn't matter, we're giving you a platform that is totally hypervisor independent. So when we look at the virtual machine manager support for those multiple hypervisors, we're able to add the Microsoft Hyper-V servers, the vCenter servers through vSphere, and the Citrix Xen servers into different host groups or the same host group in VMM. We can then also assign those same hosts to the same cloud, or you could specify different clouds for the different hypervisor platforms. We can provision the cloud with multi-platform support. As you can see there, we have our production folder. Underneath our production folder, we have our Windows pod of clustered nodes, and we can also have another pod of servers below that, which could be VMware or Xen servers. Okay, and we can mix and match between them. So we're really trying to present a platform that has a cloud environment that can work across any of the platforms, whether it's Citrix, Windows, Hyper-V, or VMware. And we treat the storage, network, and compute the same across all those platforms. So there's some additional resources there. So when you go back, there's some links to TechNet. As I said, you'll get all these slides as part of the package that you'll take away at the end of the day. So please feel free, go do some evaluation of what the System Center platform can offer across these multiple platforms, whether it's hypervisor platforms or Linux OSs. So the question is there any workload, built-in workload functions to migrate VMs from one hypervisor to another one? So VMM has the capability to do migrations from one platform to the other. The only downside to the migration process is that the server has to go offline. Okay? There has to be a point where you take the server offline to do a file-level conversion. Okay? VMware doesn't support VHDX, Xen server doesn't support VHDX, Hyper-V doesn't run VMDK files, etc. So you have to do a conversion at some point of the disk.
And the entire
has to happen offline. Depending on the size of the disks that you're migrating will dictate how long that outage would be. Okay, it can be a very quick process or it can be a very long process. We have published some runbooks that do a VMware to Hyper-V migration. So you can actually point it to a VMware environment and it will automatically pull it. You can tell it what servers you want to move. It will actually go and do the whole process for you. Okay? So you can automate the process as well. It's not just about doing some manual steps in VMM. We can give you a runbook that will actually go and do the whole step. Correct. So you're not going to be able to have, if you're not licensed for specific tasks in VMware or Xen, VMM is not going to be automatically giving you that function. The only one that it does do is if you're running VMware and you haven't gone and paid the additional licenses for the optimization.
That's the part
you can get VMM to do. Okay. If you're using VMM and Ops Manager, we can tell VMM and Ops Manager will make the decisions around optimization, okay? But all your other componentry of clustering and all that sort of stuff, that's still based on those technologies. Yep.
When it comes to dynamic memory, how does it work in a Linux environment?
So the question is, how does dynamic memory work in a Linux environment when we're using Linux OSs? The new Linux OSs are aware of dynamic memory. So they will act the same way a Windows Server does. They'll use memory, release memory when it's not used anymore. If you're using older flavors of Linux, you won't have that functionality. It's only in the newer versions of Linux. Is there any other questions? No? Okay.